2,000 metric pupils in the troubled Limpopo town of Vuani are missing yet another preliminary exam as the shutdown enters its third day. Community members are demanding that President Jacob Zuma make good on promises he made earlier this year. Among their demands is that the basic services should be run by the district municipality. EWN reporter Pilani Pakhadi joins me now on the line from Vuani. Pilani, thanks for your time. So the rights of learners to education are being trampled on again through this shutdown?
Well, definitely, Clement, we have seen that no learners have been going to school today. We have driven around the vicinity of Vuani in and around different villages, and we have seen no child clad in school uniform or making their way to school. But currently, the Pro Makaro demarcation task team, which leads the protest in the area, just concluded a meeting at the local science resources center. So, Clement, we do understand that among other issues which were discussed was the reopening of the local municipal offices and the traffic department. Of course, which the committee here would like to see the particular those two facilities being functional under the Vemba District Municipality as pronounced by the President earlier this year. So just to repeat again, Clement, is that this would mean that the committee would have got what they wanted for the past year, being services rendered by either their previous municipality, which is Makado, or Vemba District Municipality. So government apparently is planning to comply to those demands and open the facilities as per request. Something which was also discussed, Clement, was schooling, the very schooling that we are talking about, which is unclear when it will resume, but when it does, it will see over 2,000 matrix back in class, hopefully to write their trial examinations.
Yeah, and let's hope that's going to be soon. So the police said they've maintained a strong presence in that area since Sunday. How is their presence now on the ground? Is it helping some of those learners who might want to attend classes and write exams?
Unfortunately, Clement, during the day there is no schooling whatsoever. They are remaining loyal to the words or should I say the instructions as issued by the protest leaders here. But the police's presence only helps during the day where we see no element of crimes. But we do understand that it has been reported during the night that there were several cars which were stoned or pelted with stones during the night when they were passing by. So those cases are with the police. The police are investigating various cases regarding that. And they hope that this protest don't lead to another misfortunate way we see other buildings being touched and so on. But we are hopeful, and the leadership here says it also remains hopeful that government will do good on its promises and return services to the Vemba District Municipality to end the strike.
Yeah, and I mean, that's what I was going to ask about government and particularly the Department of Education, because they've raised concerns about this interruption of classes and exams. And I'm wondering if they're doing anything either at provincial or national level to assist the students, perhaps even arrange some temporary place where they can go and perhaps write their exams now that they're being disrupted in the community.
Well, as far as as the examinations are concerned, we haven't really received any communications from the education department on how they will be going about making sure that the missed trial examinations can be written. But we are informed that the district education department is trying to find ways of the lower grades, which is 11 and below, extra. And classes during weekends to try and catch up. But I think that in terms of writing the preliminary examinations, that's something that we will be waiting to have that communications from the provincial or the National Education Department on how they are going to do it. If the examinations will be written and around how they are going to go about it.
Lovely. Pilani Pakhadi, thank you so much for your time.